The hunger relief system in central Indiana is strained.
Pretty much everything has changed in the past week and a half.
Kate Howe is executive director of Indy Hunger Network, an organization that collaborates with local food assistance groups. She says normal operations bring people together to have meals, choose food at a pantry, and volunteer to help others. Now, much of normal has been thrown out the window.
People are having to find new ways and new places to get food. And then people who've never needed food assistance are finding themselves needing it and not knowing where to turn.
Those who can provide the service have had to find ways they can continue and still social distance. One is a drive-through model. Gleaners Food Bank was one of the first to convert to it, and in one day last week, it served nearly 1,200 families, a sharp spike up from its daily normal of 400. Gleaners also partnered with Indianapolis Public Schools to pack thousands of family food boxes. Gleaners CEO John Elliott says they're making it work.
You can't assemble food boxes for Gleaners via laptop from home, so at some point we have to balance it all.
It all includes hurdles. A sharp cut in retail donations because of demand at the grocery store. About half the number of volunteers, who are often older and more at risk of developing a severe case of the virus. And food sources. Usually Gleaners buys direct from large food manufacturers that offer deep discounts. Not anymore, Elliott says.
We had a call just beginning of the week where our food sourcer here was told that we were number 17 on the wait list for an order.
Another challenge is funding, and the community is stepping up to help, including more than $1 million raised through a Colts Community Challenge. A local support fund also donated money for Gleaners and other area food assistance. And Elliott says the city has helped.
We have a City of Indianapolis DPW licensed driver who's driving Gleaners trucks around the facility today.
All this assistance is employed to reach the growing need. Last week, Gleaners says it more than doubled. Indianapolis nonprofit Second Helping CEO Jennifer Vigren says they've been able to ramp up because they've been preparing for the COVID-19 outbreak for weeks. She says Indianapolis's existing food assistance network prepared together.
It's hard for me to imagine any community that has adapted or could have adapted as quickly as we did because of that collaboration.
One example, Second Helping's partnership with Psalms Restaurants for a satellite kitchen that allows it to prepare an additional 1,000 meals a day for families. But Vigren says people will still fall through the cracks, especially low-income seniors and others who may be isolated without resources.
We've got people who are stuck in their apartments for a very long time, afraid to go out and not able to, you know, order DoorDash and bring that comforting meal into their homes.
Groups that target that problem, like Meals on Wheels and Sokoa, still need more money and volunteers. And as the crisis grows, Gleaners' John Elliott worries they won't be able to serve everyone in the food lines. He worries about the lack of other services for those same people as well.
Please remember, for the families that are struggling, they're struggling with several interconnected issues at once, not just hunger.
For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.